Here's a thought I'll title, The Medium That Encourages Your Productivity. And this thought comes from the fact that there's so many ways we can produce our photographs. These days we can do prints, matted and framed and hung on the wall the way we've always done photography. But that's just scratching the surface. There's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's print-on-demand books, there's folios and chapbooks, there's PDFs, there's website presentations. We can put together something that's shown with a projector and blasted huge on a wall or a screen somewhere. Lots of different ways we can share our photographs. And the thought that occurs to me that's the topic for today's Here's a Thought is, simply said and factually undeniable, the medium you choose for the production of your images will either support and encourage more work, or it will erect barriers that can make your work more difficult. For example, if you decide you want to do books for your final presentation, well, that's a great idea. Photography books are wonderful, or it can be wonderful. But it's also very expensive to put together a book. And so the cost alone will discourage you from doing too much output. Unless you've got really, really deep pockets, then maybe it doesn't make a difference. But for most of us, a book is an expensive proposition. And deciding that's the primary medium for the output of your work can complicate doing more work. It can become a barrier, which is then discouraging and can limit the amount of work that you produce, which means you will limit the amount of growth, the amount of learning curve, the amount of variety of exploration that you can undertake, because the medium of choice is simply limiting your productivity. It's a matter of balance, because we do need a medium that challenges us, but not too much. Has to be just the right amount of difficulty, or there's no reward in accomplishing it. So make it too difficult to accomplish, and you won't finish anything. Make it too easy to accomplish, and what you finish may not be of particular value. We need a medium that allows us the freedom to create, but is substantial enough to require a sincere effort on our part. And one of the great challenges for our generation of photographers is there's no single answer to this. Some of you may decide that Instagram is the perfect medium that encourages your productivity with just the right amount of challenge and the perfect audience. Some of you, it might be Facebook. Some of you, it might be print-on-demand books like Blurb. But the one thing I do know is that each one of us will need to come to this decision on our own, as a reflection of the balance that fits with not only what we want to produce, but with our daily life obligations, with our budget, with the audience that's important to us. We need a medium that allows us to connect with that audience that we value, yet at the same time is neither too easy or too difficult. By way of illustration, let me turn this to a personal statement on my part. When I started thinking about all of this a number of years ago, I decided that single images, matted and framed and hanging on the wall, was a barrier to my work for all kinds of reasons, not the least of which is I have a limited amount of wall space. Then there's the fact that framing is so expensive that that became a limitation to how many individual images I would want to produce. I tried building my own frames and cutting my own mat board, and what I discovered was I was spending way more time doing that than I was being creative. I was substituting activity for creativity, which is always a trap we have to watch out for. The more I explored this idea, the more I couldn't help but come to the conclusion that the PDF was the medium that was the perfect fit. Was complicated enough that I had to learn some things to do it, but yet it gave me a lot of flexibility in what I could produce and how I could produce it. It also became a medium that I could do a lot of work in, and that encourages my productivity. So, for example, in Kokoro, there's now currently 180 different projects that I've completed and published in the last, I don't know, dozen years or so, way more than I would have completed if I were producing books or print-on-demand books or other media that required a substantial financial commitment in order to complete it. So PDFs became very attractive to me. May not appeal to you at all. So I say we each have to think this through for ourselves and try to find the medium or the media, plural, that encourages our productivity and has the least number of barriers that limit our productivity and our growth, assuming that artistic maturity and growth as an artist is important to you. And it doesn't have to be. Once you master certain crafts, maybe that's as far as you want to go, in which case then the answer is, what is the medium of presentation that makes sense for your skill set? Like I say, we'll all have a different answer to this. The important aspect is that we need to have an answer for it, or we might find ourselves using a medium that is working counterproductively for what we want to accomplish as artists.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.